Chapter 1 Mouse woke up with an idea. He had dreamed about being a ninja. It was a lot of fun to be dressed in all black and sneaking around. When he woke up, the dream about being a ninja made him think of a perfect prank to play on his friends. Mouse had his very own club, a secret club. Mouse's secret club, to be exact. His friends were members of this club. Together, they would plan out the best pranks ever. Usually, they worked as a team, but sometimes Mouse liked to play a prank all by himself. His dream about being a ninja made him think of a perfect ninja prank. When Mouse arrived at school, he was ready to start his prank. It had been quite some time since he had played a prank on the members of his club, and he was betting they wouldn't even suspect him. This time, he was going to make it a good one. In one pocket, he had a bottle of green goo. In the pocket on his shirt, he had his pet mouse, Marty. Marty was a very curious mouse. He was always poking his nose up out of Mouse's pocket. He didn't try to escape. He just wanted to see everything that was happening around him. As Mouse walked down the hallway, Marty's little nose poked up out of his pocket. The halls were filled with kids trying to get to their lockers and back to class on time. Mouse was the only one who didn't seem to be in a hurry. That was because he already had permission to be late to his first class. Mr. Cooper had agreed to it so that Mouse could pick up a stack of books from the library that his students were going to begin reading. Mouse scanned the kids for his friends. He noticed a few of them and did his best to avoid them. He didn't want them to see him before school started. He smiled as the bell rang. Once the hallways were clear, Mouse crept up to his best friend Rebecca's locker. Rebecca was a great detective, and Mouse loved playing pranks on her to see if she could figure out who had done it. This made her the best first target. Plus, he knew her locker combination, which was helpful. Once he had her locker open, he snatched her history book off of the top shelf of her locker. It was her heaviest book, and she didn't like having to carry it around all day, so she always put it in the same place in her locker. He stuck it inside of his backpack. Then, he coated the shelf with green goo. He tried not to laugh as he expected she would think an alien or a very slimy green slug had invaded the school. She would never suspect a mouse ninja. He hurried down the hall with her history book hidden in his backpack. He skidded to a stop in front of one of the empty classrooms and disappeared inside of it. A few minutes later, he ducked back out and headed down the hall to collect the books from the library and return them to Mr. Cooper's class. He was feeling very confident about his trick as he walked into the classroom. "Good job, Mouse," Mr. Cooper said as he took the stack of books. "Ugh! What's this?" he asked when he pointed to a smear of green goo on one of the books.
"Sorry,"
Mouse said, and wiped it with the corner of his shirt. "Oh, Mouse." Mr. Cooper sighed and shook his head. Mouse grinned and took his seat.